Week 2 of Locker Room Chats here on 92.1 KMZA. I'm Critton Prophet alongside head coach of the Centralia boys, Nick Evans. Here already 2 games into the season for the Centralia Panthers. A loss to Nemaha Central last Friday and a St. Mary's loss just yesterday on Tuesday. Coach, what can you tell me about both those games here to start your season?
Thinking back to the Seneca game, it was, you know, we knew they were going to be athletic on defense, and then the Schmelzy kid is one of the better guards we'll play all year, and he had for sure a good first half. I think he had 24 at halftime and finished with 26. So he hurt us in the first half and kind of kept that lead stretched out for him. We got in foul trouble early. We had one of our best players sitting, Quentin. Aldifer got 2 fouls early, so he had to sit. But our second group came in and kind of kept us in it there in the second quarter, so we kind of felt good about where we were at halftime. But then the whole second half, it was most like it was a 10-point game. We'd make it 2, they'd come make it 2. They'd match everything we did. So we could never shrink that lead. And it kind of stayed that way the whole second half. So I thought we did decent against their athletic defense. Just couldn't. We got to do a better job of getting stops, and defense is a point of emphasis because piggybacking off that, going into the St. Mary's game, it's kind of the same thing. We struggled scoring early, and they hit 7 threes in the first quarter, which, you know, that's that's never ideal. So it's tough to match that, and so then when we finally settled in and started playing, the lead was kind of ballooned already. But we did get it all the way back to 14, somewhere in there. But when you're playing a team like that, you can't let them get that big of a lead because they got scores all over the field or all over the court. So they're difficult to defend because if you want to play help defense, they feel where you help from and they kick to it. And it's who wants to make a 3 on their team. I mean, they all can just bury 3s. So it was... Our defensively, we need to get better. Offensively, we're still work in progress there, but it's the furthest thing from the issue. Defense is the number one issue right now.
And you kind of argue here that this is kind of the hardest slate of your schedule, just at least in the early going, because, again, you have 3A Nemaha Central, 2A St. Mary's, and then, of course, on Friday, you have Silver Lake, another 3A team from the Big East. So, again, you kind of play up in classification. You play a lot of these great teams that are going to be, you know, kind of top-ranked, top 20 there in their own classification. But, again, Silver Lake here this Friday, what's that matchup going to be like here for your team? How's Quinton Aldifer also going to kind of come into this matchup and continue to kind of lead this offense?
I thought he forced early in the game last night a little bit, and then he settled in towards the end of the first quarter, and then the rest of the game he was pretty solid last night. He finished with 26, but he just got to let the game come to him, and I thought he did after the first quarter last night, I thought he did a better job of that. And then he does a good job because he gets so much attention. He's doing a good job of getting the ball to other people, but we got to capitalize on that. I mean, there was a couple times he'd drive in and, you know, pitch to a post and we'd just miss, you know, and he'd give you a wide open shot because he's going to get 2 or 3 guys' attention because of what he is. So, we'll continue to work on that. Guys will capitalize off him but just talking about Silver Lake, I mean, they're going to contend in their class, you know, for a state title. I'm sure they're solid and they got tons of play. They got 9 players I know that can play. The Dane Johnson guy is probably, yeah, I would say he's probably going to be one of the best guards best players that we play all year. He's incredible. He does a good job of, he doesn't force things and he lets the ball find him and he knows he's going to get his points eventually and utilizes his team and his team does a good job capitalizing off him. So they're long, athletic, fast, good basketball players, good shooters. So they got everything that they need on a basketball team on that team. So it'll be a tough ask.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time. And again, thank you for joining us as always and good luck this Friday.
Thank you.
That was Centralia Panthers head coach Nick Evans. Again, this Friday, the Centralia Panthers take on the Silver Lake Eagles. It's viewable on the Silver Lake channel. The Centralia Panthers locker room chat again brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, Community Healthcare System, and Helena Agri Enterprise.